Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Well, congratulations, Steiny.
Thank you very much.
You know what I'm congratulating you for?
I have no idea.
You said you hit a new low.
Oh, I did, yeah. I told you, quick six before my trip back east.
Dude, apparently you're just peeling weight off.
You know what? I'm doing one thing and I'm sticking to it and it's working for me.
You know, no, I am proud of you because willpower is underrated. So is self-belief. And I feel like that's what we've been sort of dancing around today, is how much willpower do the Warriors have and how much self-belief does Jonathan Kuminga have in himself?
Well, I think Jonathan Kuminga's got a lot of self-belief. And I think he should have it because he's a good young player who happened to be drafted by a team that was in the middle of a championship run. But let me start the segment this way.
Mm-hmm.
So I said last segment that, you know, why not try to trade Draymond Green for somebody, ideally in their 20s, who helps you at another spot, and then you open that spot up for Kuminga. Now, the first response you always hear is, well, Curry won't want that. Curry won't want that. To which I say two things. One is, so what? Or, that's a problem. Like, and this is what I mean about a little bit of an awkward situation. You've got to do what you've got to do to become a better team. And I'm not saying you trade Draymond, you're going to be a better team, but you might be. You never know the player you might be able to get back. But this idea that, you know, Steph won't be okay with it, I mean, really, he won't? Like, he really won't be on board with it? He's played 15 years with the guy. I mean, what are we doing?
I think it's less about Curry than it is Kerr. Like, I actually think he's kind of at the root of all of this. He doesn't, from his actions, he doesn't appear to me to believe that Kuminga can become a star. Or if
Kerr.
He can't, yeah, Kerr.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't think. If you feel like a player has star potential, I don't think you treat him the way that Kuminga's been treated the last 4 years. I just don't. I also don't think that Kerr is someone that knows how to coach without Draymond Green. Like, he's a defense-first coach. I think he really highlights it, prioritizes passing, ball movement, and all of those things are stuff that Draymond does. Like, I don't know what the offense would look like without Draymond Green. I'm not necessarily afraid of seeing it without Draymond, but I don't know if Kerr could coach without Draymond Green as his defensive linchpin and probably the second most offensive facilitator, most important one.
Well, then you know what they should do? They should extend Kerr right now for another year.
Why?
Because Draymond's under contract for two, Butler's under contract for two, Steph's under contract for two. So just extend Kerr right now so that they can all be a happy family for the next 2 years. Like, that's kind of what I'm talking about. Is that what we're going to do?
I think they have one more year to prove. Like, I do think that they're in a year-to-year stage.
I think you're right.
Kerr's in a year-to-year stage. But if this goes poorly next year, I don't think he'll be the head coach in 2027.
I don't think he's going to be the coach in 2027 regardless.
If they make the playoffs and win a round or two, I think he'd keep his job.
No, I don't. I'm talking about him walking away.
Oh.
Like, I could see him at the end of this upcoming year just walking away with Steph or without Steph.
You're reading into his son joining the coaching staff? Is that what you're doing?
No, that's got nothing to do with it. Although, you know, I didn't even think about that. And if you don't know what we're talking about, Nicholas Kerr has been elevated. He's going to work for the Golden State Warriors. That's Steve's son. You know what? It did just cross my mind. Not when I saw it, but just now. Maybe it's an indication that it is Kerr's last year because he wants to have his son on the staff for his last year. I mean, that would be great. I mean, that's bucket list type of stuff, really.
Yeah, you pull him up. He was the head coach, was it the last few seasons in Santa Cruz? So now he'll be on the bench this year for the Golden State Warriors. Perhaps. I don't know. That's a little that's a little deep divey.
Here's another thing about Draymond that I think is left out a little bit. I don't think they need him on offense anymore. Like, Butler can do everything Draymond can do. Butler can stand at the top of the key and wait for Steph to get open. You know what I mean? And I get, you know, Draymond's a great screen setter. I mean, I actually think Butler and Draymond are a little redundant offensively.
Draymond and Butler.
Correct. And even as a pairing, neither of them shoots threes, which I don't like in this day and age of the NBA. But I don't know. I don't know where they're at with Draymond Green. I'm going to assume that he's probably not going anywhere, and I don't know why they wouldn't consider it.
Well, let's find out where Joseph in Richmond is at. Calling back, Joseph, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Fine, yourself. Yeah, I like that idea more than letting Kuminga go.
Moving Draymond?
Yeah, he's too volatile to me. Sometimes he's just too volatile. He's got to go. If anything, Curry's the one I'm letting stay. He's got to go. Kuminga, let him play. You have to let him play. He's not in the mold of Moses Moody. Moses Moody said, I'm here if you need me. I'm not worried about starting.
Right.
He's not in that mold. You need to let both of them play, really. You need to let both of them play. Why are you bringing in cast-offs from other teams and giving the cast-offs Moody and Kuminga's playing time? It makes no sense. And
you good, Joe?
Yeah, I'm good. And that's all I got.
All right. Thanks, Joe.
Appreciate it, Joseph. See, the more I think about it, and I realize Draymond is who he is at this point. But really, the guy, if you are truly of the camp that you keep Kuminga, you empower him, you water the plant that's been sitting out in the sun with no form of water for the last couple of years, you get rid of Butler. Like, that to me is the guy that's actually more in the way of Kuminga than Draymond. I realize that Draymond might play the four now, but the guy who was brought in that really, I think, set us down this path to where we're talking about it today is Jimmy Butler. Because the other part of the Slater article I found interesting is he described all the work that Kuminga's doing.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
This summer, he's really working on his mid-range. He's working on his three-point shot. He's working on his handle. He's working on things that you need the basketball to do. On this team, Jimmy Butler's got the basketball. So leave Draymond out of this. If we're talking about offense, which is where Kuminga has shown he can help the most, the guy who's in his way is the guy they traded for last year. It's Jimmy Butler. And it feels like Steve Kerr believes that Jimmy's just better at everything that Kuminga does at this stage in his career.
I think he might. But the thing, I agree with you. Like Butler and JK, Butler's probably the guy that's in Kuminga's way more than Green, because at least you can move Green to five, although you don't want to do that anymore. So that means he's got to play four. But, you know, as it relates to Kuminga, I just feel like it's not going to happen here as long as Steve Kerr's here and as long as Butler and Draymond are here. So I guess they got to move him.
Well, that's why I'm not saying you're trading Jimmy Butler. People got to get. I'm not suggesting that. What I'm saying is Kuminga's role clearly changed when Jimmy got here. Jimmy's going to be here next year. The way that Kerr coaches, Jimmy's got the ball. Draymond Green is, to me, less of a roadblock for JK than Butler is. And you're not going to move him. You're just not. He helps you in so many ways. And so that's why I think it is coming to a head where the Warriors have to decide really between Steve Kerr and Jonathan Kuminga. And I just don't think they're going to choose against Kerr.
You're probably right. I mean, I'm just looking at, let me ask you this. Let me just throw this trade out there. Just throwing it out there. Because I got all these guys' salaries of guys who are making between 20 and 30. You think the Lakers would have interest in Draymond Green?
I think LeBron would.
Yeah, I do too, and I think that means they would. Like, would you trade Draymond Green right now for Rui Hachimura and Dalton Connect?
I think I might.
I would. I probably would.
See, I guess I just don't believe the Lakers would do that.
Maybe not.
I think one of the reasons why we don't talk more about Draymond's trade value is because it's not as high as a lot of people think. I could absolutely see everyone around the league saying, how is he going to fit in our system? That's the only system he, at least at this stage in his career. And he can only play for a team that's competitive.
Right, no doubt.
You can only trade him to a quote-unquote contender. I don't know. I mean, I think that Draymond's value is with the Warriors. And they have not yet found a contingency plan for him. It's crazy to say, but like you'll never be able to find another Curry. But they haven't even been able to draft, develop, or find someone who can replace Draymond Green. That's why he's still around.
That's you know what? It's, and I know he's a better player, but it's like when people get mad at Mike Yastrzemski because he's still playing right field. It's like, yeah, nobody's been able to supplant him. They haven't had a player good enough to supplant him. And, you know, eventually, and it might be now, Draymond Green is on the decline to a point where his replacement will end up being better than him. And I'm talking about right now, not like a future Hall of Famer. But I don't know. I mean, I guess what I'm against is this notion that there are things you can't do just because you can't do them. Like that's no way to operate. You know what I mean? If there's a deal out there for Draymond Green, I'm making it. I'm making it yesterday. Now, it's got to be the right guy, but I got to believe there's a team out there that thinks he can help him win a title. I got to believe that. And he's only got two more years left in his deal. I would absolutely consider it.
Two long years. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station, the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live in the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. Evan with Steiny today. Guru's going to be back tomorrow. 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go down to Daly City. Talk to Gary. Gary, what's up, man? Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Off point real bit. Miami might be a team he could fit in with, Draymond. But for me, my point is about Lacob. What does Lacob want to do? I mean, he likes the limelight. He's turned his franchise around. He knows what's coming in the Western Conference. He knows what he sees ahead of him with Curry leaving. He sees the Valkyries right now with $500 million, his butt baby over there, and taking off. He owns the arena. And he just saw what the Lakers went for and the Celtics went for. I don't know the man, but he seems like a guy that likes to be up front. And, you know, he's a businessman, too, him and Goober. Do they want to go for 10 lean years here? Fair weather fans, you know, outside the Cal Palace in Oakland, probably about, 8,000 of us? I mean, it's his ball and his game. I mean, long as Curry rides, but I agree with you, Matt. He should sign. If they're going to stay with it, go with Curry one more year and ride out to the sunset, all of them together, if they want to do that. And Butler's exception is one thing teams could pick up, but probably during before the trade deadline, because that's a big time exception. But you have to fit him into the salary. You have to fit him into the salary cap, though.
Yeah.
Or go to But I don't know what they're kind of between a rock and a hard place. I mean, you could say you owe it to Curry. But after that, what are you going to do? Because the West, like you guys know, is loaded, and nobody's going anywhere in the West, and they all want to stomp on the Warriors.
Yeah.
That's true, Gary.
But I don't know what Lakers, that's his ball and his game. I don't mean to go on, guys, but I don't know what you guys think, but it's kind of like up to him.
Well,
and seeing when a franchise gets $10 billion, that's kind of like, I don't care how much time you got to stop and think about that.
Exactly. And I'll just tell you this. It was Dennis, right?
Gary.
Gary. I like him, by the way. It's funny, but in the last 2 years, and I think I've said this, people have been saying, I could see Joe Lacob selling. I mean, he bought it for $450 million. He could probably get $12 to $14 billion for it. I mean, Steph Curry's not going to play forever. The only flaw in that, there's a couple flaws. The only flaw I see in that is I do believe he wants to eventually have his sons run the team. And then the other thing is just knowing Joe Lacob, he would not want to sell when Steph's leaving or on the way out because he probably won't get much of the credit for what he ended up doing. And people will just say, oh, well, he owned the team when Curry was on the team. Like, I think if he's as competitive as we all believe, he is going to want to try to rebuild this thing after Steph and get another ring. But Gary's right. $12 billion when you bought it for $450? Then again, he owns it all. He owns the Valkyries, he owns the building, he owns the Warriors. So I'm sure if you asked Joe Lacob, he'd say, never crossed my mind. But This is where I think Gary's right. It's got to cross your mind when you see that the Lakers sold for $10 billion. It has to cross your mind. You may not do it, but naturally it crosses your mind.
Well, I'm sure he was sheepishly grinning like the Grinch the moment he woke up and saw the Lakers went for $10 billion, or he heard about it. I don't know. I think I'm not on the prove it side of the fence as much as you are, like he's got to prove something after. But I'm 100% with you. I just don't think he's going to sell because he seems to be a really competitive person. And he still feels like he can win. And if you feel like you can win, you don't get out.
Right. And now he's got the Valkyries. So he's, you know, he's in charge of a basketball operation that plays 12 months a year, essentially. So he's got 22 more games to go to. He's got another interest that, you know, he wants to build. So I agree. I don't think he's going to sell, but $12 billion. I mean, that's a lot of money for even rich people.
Yeah, that's a lot of money for everybody. Let me run this by you, and I'll throw it at the fans as well. A potential compromise. So we heard today that, what do you think Kuminga's biggest need or like his want is right now?
He wants to start.
Opportunity. He wants to
start. He wants to play 30 minutes a night.
Because that's, I don't necessarily hear him saying, I want to be an all-star now, but I want to take steps forward to becoming a multi-time all-star. That's a starter.
Right.
All right. What if I threw this at you? Next season, the Warriors bring Kuminga back. They sign him, I don't know, 3-year deal, something that fits both sides, keeps options open. Draymond Green comes off the bench. Jonathan Kuminga starts. We saw them do this for, I think it was 5 games in December. Now, this was before Butler got here, but Draymond voluntarily went to the bench to allow Kuminga to start. Is that something that people would be against for? Is it just kicking the can down the road and avoiding the inevitable? Or is that something you could see legitimately appeasing all parties?
I think it's possible. I think that...
That would be my...
That scenario is possible.
That would be me trying to thread the needle. If I'm trying to find something to make Draymond happy, Kuminga happy, even Kerr happy, all three of those guys in this scenario, it means Draymond takes a step back and Kuminga gets the role that he wants.
Yes, but then we get into the area of what does Jonathan Kuminga really think of Steve Kerr? And what does Steve Kerr really think of Kuminga? Because those two things will present itself over the course of a year. Because even if Draymond Green goes to the bench and Kuminga starts, that's still no guarantee that Kerr is going to utilize Kuminga like Kuminga wants to be utilized. It just means that he'll start games and probably not finish them, quite frankly. And I think he'd be that's not going to work for him. So I would be open to that. And I think it might be okay for a year stopgap. But I think it's more that Kuminga, I just don't think Kuminga wants to be here. I think it's not necessarily about a starting job or 30 minutes a game, even though it is. I think he wants a fresh start.
I think his biggest gripe is with the head coach. And maybe, like, again, if the head coach only has 1 year left on his deal, isn't that enough for you to say, I'll stick it out, I'll hang around? Or has it already been too long? Was this relationship fractured before he said, to Anthony Slater, that I want to be a star, essentially? I also think it's interesting, too, how, like, Jonathan Kuminga has not proven much, I think, to anybody that he is all of a sudden next year going to transform into this potential perennial all-star. But he's talking like he is. Like he knows he's going to be that player.
Right.
That's sort of the strange part for me. Like, very rarely do you hear, like, having confidence in yourself, there's nothing wrong with that. And I appreciate that he's ambitious and he wants to be the best version of himself. But, like, he hasn't been a consistent starter yet in this league for a winning team unless there's been injuries and he hasn't been able to prove it to his head coach. Like, I guess I'm always curious why he's still talking about being this perennial all-star player when he hasn't yet become a starter. Like, there are steps that you have to take, and he's jumping already to, well, I'm going to be one of the greats in this league.
That doesn't bother me so much because you want all your young guys to think they're going to be superstars. But I think Jonathan Kuminga, I think he thinks he's getting hosed here. I think that he feels like he's probably been made a scapegoat for the things he doesn't do. And not, you know, like some, if a coach doesn't know what to expect from you, he's probably not going to play you as much. And the reality of the situation is Kerr wanted Kuminga to defend better and rebound better, and he's never been able to do that. Okay, you know what? Maybe he's not going to be a good help defender, and maybe he'll never be a great rebounder for whatever reason. But then a coach has to use Kuminga's strengths integrated in the team, and it's going to have to be centered on scoring right now because that's what he does. What comes after that is going to be up to him. But I do think he thinks of being an all-star as pretty much averaging 25 a game. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't hear him say, I want to be a 25 and 10 guy or a 20 and 10 guy. Or I'm really, you know, I'm working on my passing or something like that. It feels like it's still just about scoring for Kuminga. Like, that's what he does best, and that's the one thing he thinks he excels at.
I think in a perfect world, the role that he wants is the role that he had after Steph went down in the second round against the Timberwolves. I think that's in his perfect world, that's the role that he wants. An opportunity to score, prove that he can be the leading scorer, even with Butler on the floor, even with Draymond on the floor, maybe even with Curry on the floor, I'm not sure. That series has only hardened his stance and his belief in himself that that's who he can be, and that's who he is. And the Warriors got to make a choice about whether they're okay with him coming back believing that he's that player without a runway to prove it. You know, that's another rock and a hard place that they're basically stuck between.
Yeah.
And I'm curious what people think about it. 888-957-9570 is the number. Also coming up, I got some names that I want to throw at you. If they are going to move off of Kuminga, what players would you want? I have a list, and not all of them are big names, but some of them might be a better fit than what we're currently seeing. Also, we got to talk about the Giants. Steiny's got something that kind of pissed him off about the game last night. Didn't even have to do with what was on the field. All right, coming up at 7 p.m., the Valkyries take on the New York Liberty. You can hear the game right here on 95.7 The Game and the Valkyries channel on the Odyssey app. Just download the app and search Valkyries. You can also watch the game on KPIX, Channel 5, pregame beginning at 6:30 p.m. That segment sponsored by the San Francisco Police Officers Association. Pride is about love, community, respect, and looking out for one another. Celebrate safely, use a rideshare or public transit. Have fun and celebrate with heart, but don't drink and drive. Brought to you by the San Francisco Police Officers Association. Evan Giddings, Matt Steinmetz, Guru are going to be back tomorrow, all right here on 95.7 The Game.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.